الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أقرب ما يكون العبد إلى ربه عز وجل وهو ساجد، فأكثروا فيه الدعاء. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's mercy, Allah's kindness, Allah's compassion, Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful of all those who show mercy. There are instances of what we call nafhai rabbani, winds of mercy, opportunities that constantly come to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This period that we have entered into, we are now on the doorstep of the Mubarak and the blessed month of Ramadan. This constitutes one great nafhai rabbani, wind of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is advocated in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have to value these opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. The expression that comes in the hadith, إِنَّ لِرَبِّكُمْ فِي الدَّهْرِ نَفَحَاتٍ فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. There's no easy way in English to translate this. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that from your Rabb, there are instances when a wind of mercy will blow. Mawlana Madlat Sahib, Daun Barakatuh, describes what must you and I do, فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. What does it mean? He says sometimes on a very, very hot day, you're perspiring, you're feeling the heat, and all of a sudden, a beautiful, cool breeze blows. What happens? Naturally, instinctively, if you can open your shirt, you'll open your shirt, you'll face it, you'll try to maximize your exposure to that beautiful, cool breeze that is blowing. He says, this is فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. Don't miss this opportunity. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua, اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. Oh Allah, bless us during this period. Abu Bakr al-Warraq al-Balkhi rahimahullah, he describes Rajab. He says, مَثَلُ الرَّجَبْ مَثَلُ الزَّرْعَ. He said, this is the time to plant the seeds. Another expression, he says, Rajab is like the wind that has started blowing. What wind? The wind that promises the rain clouds. Period of drought, now the wind is picked up speed. Shaban, which we are on the doorstep of, he says, سِقَال الزَّرْعَ. This is when after the farmer plants the seeds, what does he do? He tends the crop. starts putting the fertilizer, starts watering it. Another expression, the wind has blown first in Rajab, now rain, the rain clouds have gathered. And what is Ramadan? Hasad is zara. If you prepare it correctly, then you will harvest the crops in Ramadan. Every second of that precious month will be spent correctly if you will engage in the preparation before Ramadan from Rajab, as we see in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to complete that expression of Abu Bakr Barraq al-Balkhi rahimahullah, he says, Ramadan is when the rain starts falling. What rain? The torrential downpour of the mercy and compassion and kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned, evidenced by this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma barik, O Allah give us barakah, O Allah give us blessings in Rajab and Shaban, and cause us to remain alive to experience the month of Ramadan. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan ali, wa tasallamhu minni mutaqabbala. We find in the riwayat, these du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make, not in Ramadan, but before Ramadan. Today is the 26th of Rajab. Generally, this period is synonymous, although there are varying opinions as to when Mi'rajun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place. However, there is this famous opinion in the books of history that it occurred on the night of the 27th of Rajab. This mu'jiza and miracle, time constraints we've got in Jumu'ah. It's not my intention to go into details about the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We would have heard this from time to time. Very, very briefly, this constituted such a great miracle that Allah Ta'ala alludes to in the expression in the Quran, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi layla min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawla. Subhan. What does Subhan mean? Tasbih, taqdis. Glorifying Allah, praising Allah. In layman's terms, ulama explain what is Subhan. To declare Allah's purity, to declare Allah's freedom. Freedom from what? From nuqs, from ayib, from weakness, from blemish, from shortcomings. This surah of the Quran, wherein Allah Ta'ala highlights, we find that if we look at Mi'rajun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are two aspects to the Mi'raj. One is the Mi'raj that occurred on the earth from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. Then was the second aspect of the Mi'raj. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala refers to this. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى ذُو مِرَّةٍ فَاسْتَوَى وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَى ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى فَأَوْحَى إِلَى عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَى وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى عِنْدَ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى عِنْدَهَا جَنَّةُ الْمَأْوَى إِذْ يَغْشَى السِّدْرَةَ مَا يَغْشَى مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى لَقَدْ رَآ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. That is, in that surah of the Quran, the second aspect of the Mi'raj, the Uruj, the ascension that took place from Masjid al-Aqsa through the seven heavens, beyond what we call the Sidratul Muntaha. As I mentioned, time constraints in Jumu'ah, it's impossible to go into detail, just a few aspects. First, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to majority of the muhaddithin, this journey started when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the home of Ummehani. He was approached by Jibreel. From there he was taken to the Hatim. And in the Hatim, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made to lie down. And what occurred is what we call shaqqi sadr. In layman's terms, in our language, if you want to understand it, open heart surgery. Open heart surgery. This wasn't the first time in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was a little child, in the care of Halima Saadiyah radiallahu ta'ala anha, playing in the fields, a malaika came down, the chest was opened up, the heart was taken out. This was the second time now in the Khatim. Two containers were brought, one zamzam, the other was filled with noor, hikmat, wisdom. The heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken out. The heart was bathed in zamzam. Thereafter the heart was split open. And the contents of the second container, noor, hikmat, wisdom, etc., was filled into the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was witnessing all this happening in front of him. From this we learn that this concept, open heart surgery, where today we see scientifically, a person's body is attached to a ventilator, that machine enacts the job or the task of the heart, very, very intricate, delicate surgery occurs, scientific, technological advancements. 14 centuries ago, for the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without any anesthetist, without any surgeon, without any cardiologist, without any of all the modern technological advancements, all this occurs in such a manner that when the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is put together again, not even a line or a blemish remains on the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhan. Allah introducing these mu'ajizat, these miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this verse or this surah of the Quran starts with this expression, Subhan. Your Allah is not dependent on medical science. Ventilating machine, surgeons, all this medical technological advancement, this is Allah's examination room in this world. Allah is not in need of any of these things. Subhan. After this, an animal is brought. We learn in hadith, the name is Buraq. Mentioned in hadith, description, فوق الحمار دون البغل. Larger in size than a donkey, shorter than a mule. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mounts this animal. He describes the speed at which it moves. Each step as far as the eye can see. In other words, supersonic travel. Traveling at mind-boggling speeds. Today you have a bullet train, or you have a supersonic jet, or there are attempts technologically to travel faster than sound. All this already 14 centuries ago, in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this ummat and humanity is informed, is shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that all this can become a possibility. Traveling at tremendous speeds from Masjid-e-Haram to Masjid-e-Aqsa. Ulama mentioned there is something symbolic in this. There are two various riwayat. One is that the imamat of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, which occurred in Masjid-e-Aqsa, took place before the ascension, before going to the heavens. Other riwayat of this miracle we find, it took place after the ascension, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came back down from the heavens. Regardless, ulama explained, from Masjid-e-Haram, Allah could have taken him directly through the seven heavens. Why was he first taken to Masjid-e-Aqsa? One explanation, Aqsa was the Qibla of the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. This message is being given to the entire humanity that Aqsa, Baytul Muqaddas, the previous Shariats of the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam that came before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all this is being incorporated in the Shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ كَانَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى خَيَّنْ لَمَا وَسِعْتُمُوهُ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعِي. Even if Musa and Isa alayhi salam had to be alive today, they also will not get salvation unless they follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So their Shariats, Shariats of the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, the galaxy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam are being incorporated in the Shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until Qiyamah, the announcement, Inna ad-deena indallahi al-Islam, that now the only way is the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the Shariat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then in Masjid-e-Aqsa, the arwah of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam had gathered. The time to make salah comes, 2 rakat salah. Jibreel informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you have to go forward. You will make imamat of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. Symbolically, this is being established. When it was there in theory, ana nabiyul anbiya, I am the Nabi of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. Theoretically, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had informed us, now a seal is being placed upon it. Practically, he leads the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam in salah. In other words, every Shariat, every Nabi, now their Imam, their guide, their role model is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Clearly, like I said, we can go into details. We can talk about technical aspects of Mi'rajun Nabi. What is very, very important, my respected brothers, is we have to take the sabak, take the lesson. Symbolically, what is the haqaiq? What is the reality? Give up the way of the Yahud and the Nasara. Give up the way of life, whether it is your dressings, whether it's your nikah functions, whether it's your businesses, whether it's your home, whether it's your day-to-day life, whether it's your appearance. This ummah has been given that which is superior to every other way of life. So give up everything else and hand yourself over to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are part of the asbaq and haqaiq and lessons and symbolic manifestations of Mi'rajun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then, like I said, one was the stage of Mi'raj, where the journey above land, from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. Then the second stage, Subhan. Quran tells us, Subhan. Now if you look scientifically, astrologically, what is the vastness of space? We can't even imagine it. This galaxy that we are living in, they call it the Milky Way. How vast is this galaxy? They say the fastest speed known to man is what we call the speed of light. 186,282 miles per second. 300,000 kilometers per second. 300,000 kilometers per second. That is what is called the speed of light. If something travels at that speed, in 1 year, it will cover a distance of 9.4 trillion kilometers. One light year is 9.4 trillion kilometers. This galaxy, what they call the Milky Way, it spans a distance of 100,000 light years. And this is just one galaxy. There are stars, 200 to 300 to 400 billion stars in this galaxy. Some of them, the nearest constellation of stars, just the light from those stars to reach the earth, takes 4.3 years. 4.3 years just for the light from the nearest constellation of stars to reach the earth. They estimate that there are 2 trillion other galaxies. How vast is the space? If you had something traveling at the speed of light, leave speed of light, 300,000 kilometers, that's something that we can't even imagine that. Take something that we can relate to, 1,000 kilometers an hour. If you had something traveling at 1,000 kilometers per hour, just to finish this one galaxy will take 14 billion years. Like this, they estimate there are 2 trillion galaxies. If something is traveling at the speed of light, 300,000 kilometers per second, to move from one point to the end of what is called visible space, or what is known to man, or what they were able to discern, will take 93 billion years. 93 billion light years is what we call the observable universe, which is actually 3 to 5% of the universe that Allah has created. The other 95% is what we call dark matter, dark energy. They are black holes where time is distorted. Any object that enters it will be crushed. Space is distorted. Human intellect cannot even envisage what is happening in the other 95% of the universe which Allah has created. And all this, whatever I have described, is what we call sama'ud dunya, underneath the first heaven. Over and above that, what are the challenges to travel in space? You and I, there is atmospheric pressure bearing down upon us, plus minus 1 ton of atmospheric pressure on each one of us. To mitigate its effect, you have pressure inside your body. Body from inside is pushing out. From outward, 1 ton of pressure is coming. This is why you are able to stand and you are not exploding. As you move higher, as you ascend, the external pressure gets less. Internal pressure is still there. What will happen? You will explode. So this is why they make a space suit, which creates the illusion of the external pressure, so that your body does not explode. Subhan. Without a space suit, without an astronaut outfit, without any of these means, physically, bodily, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is taken through this entire space. We can't even imagine the extent of its vastness. All this what I mentioned in Quran is referred to as sama'ud dunya, underneath the first heaven, underneath the first heaven. Taken through this entire space, first heaven, mulaqat takes place, meeting takes place, Adam alayhi salam. Second heaven, Yahya, Zakaria, Isa alayhi salam. Third heaven, Yusuf alayhi salam. Fourth heaven, Idris alayhi salam. Fifth heaven, Harun alayhi salam. Sixth heaven, Musa alayhi salam. Seventh heaven, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Above the seventh heaven, we find is the Arsh of Allah. Kursi, Arsh. The roof of the Arsh is Jannat. The roof of the Arsh is Jannat. So all this taken beyond all this, Jannat, Jahannam, through the seven heavens. In Quran, we find mention of what is called Sidratul Muntaha. Sidra literally means a low tree. What is this? We learn in hadith that this is the furthest point. Nothing, no creation of Allah, even Jibreel, is allowed beyond this point. We find in ahadith the radiance, the beauty, the manifestation of this tree. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, its leaves are like stars. There is no possible way to describe its beauty in the world, because they have to promote tourism. You find that in Norway, there's one flag, one point, where they say end of the world. The earth is round. How they decided that's the end of the world, only Allah knows best. But obviously, marketing, commercial. Sidratul Muntaha, End of the universe, if you want to use our language. End of the universe, furthest point, beyond which no creation is allowed. Even Jibreel says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I cannot venture even any further than this. The riwayat of Qadi Ayaz rahimahullah in his Shifa, just to give us some type of idea of what a great miracle this was. Subhan. Allah says Subhan. When Allah introduces this, Pak, pure. Pure of what? Science. Pure of physics. Pure of biology. Pure of zoology. Pure of astronomy. Pure of earth, wind, sand, water. Pure of the basic elements. Pure of space. Pure of time. Allah is not answerable to any of these restrictions you and I have been subjected to. Innama amruhu idha arada shay'an an yaqula lahu kun fayakun. When Allah decides something, for Allah it is be and it becomes. If Allah wants to take his Habib, stop time, shrink space, defy the laws of science, technology, zoology, physics, botany, defy every law. For Allah it is easy. Kun fayakun, be and it becomes. Innama amruhu idha arada shay'an an yaqula lahu kun fayakun. Wama amruna illa kalamhil basar aw huwa aqrab. Allah says our affair is like the blinking of an eyelid, faster than the blinking of an eyelid. Shamsuddin Subki rahimahullah, one muhaddis, he mentions with regards to this Mi'raj, just to give us an idea of what a great miracle this was, that none of the systems or laws of the world applied for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shamsud duha waqafatka inda maghibiha fama gharabat bal waqafatka liwaqfihi. He mentions a poem that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned, he informed Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha what had happened. She became worried. People are going to laugh, they are going to mock. Who is going to believe this miracle? This was such a miracle, if you have to quantify it, the understanding of the people of that time, just to go from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa was a 40-day journey on camel. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that he went to the heavens and he came back. All in the space, when Quran speaks about it, Allah doesn't say al-layl, Allah says laylan, laylan tanween, subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan. In other words, a portion of the night. Short period of time. Quran is telling us, short period of time, to the extent that the bed still remained warm. Khadija became concerned. That itself is another topic. This was amanat. Nabi sallallahu alaihi went to the haram and he announced it. People started mocking at this miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In order to convince them, he mentioned that on this journey I passed by the trade caravan of the Quraysh. They were on their way to Syria. They lost one camel, later on they found it. On Wednesday, that caravan before sunset will enter Makkah. There will be a khaki brown colored camel in the front. It will be carrying two sacks on its back. All this he informed them. They mocked at him. Right now, you and I ask ourselves the question, how many times we've been to this masjid? If I had to now start asking you, why Masjid al-Hilal, you're coming here for Jummah or for whatever Salah every day for the last 10 years, how many windows in this masjid? How many fans in this masjid? Illa mashallah, we'll have absolutely no idea. That kind of questions they started asking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many windows in Masjid al-Aqsa? How many chandeliers? Intricate questions. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi comes in the riwayat, this was a great bore and burden. He was hurt by this type of mocking and jesting at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah made it such that Aqsa was brought in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he described it to them intricate detail. Then too they didn't accept. Likewise, he prophesied this caravan of the Quraysh will enter on Wednesday before sunset. What happened? The caravan got delayed. Utbah started mocking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Walid started mocking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The inevitable time for sunset is drawing nearer and nearer on Wednesday. Caravan hasn't entered Makkah. This was a great bore upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does Allah do? Allahu Akbar. Taqiyuddin Subki rahimahullah, in the poem that I referred to earlier, mentions Shamsud Duha. Sam Shamsud Duha waqafatka inda maqib minna maghibiha. The sun was stalled. The setting of the sun was stalled till that caravan entered Makkah Mukarrama. In order so that the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not be belied. To that extent, Subhan, 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 Alladhi asra bi abdihi layla min al masjid al haram ila al masjid al aqsa. Taken to a point, I referred to this earlier. The riwayat of Qadi Ayaz rahimahullah, faraqani Jibril wan qata'atil aswat fa sami'tu kalam rabbi liyahda ru'uk ya habibi udnu udnu udnu. He says Jibril left me. Obviously he had reached the point. No creation, not Munkar Nakir, not Kiraman Katibin, not Jibril, not any Malaika of Allah, not any creation of Allah had been beyond this point. Sidratul Muntaha. The end of the universe. No permission for any creation beyond this point. He says, Jibril left me. There was total, complete silence. All of a sudden, سَمِعْتُ كَلَامَ رَبِّي. I heard the kalam of Allah. I heard the kalam of my Rabb. He was insan, he was a human being. Reached such a point, total darkness. No creation. So an element of fear had entered the heart. So this consolation, لِيَهْدَ رَوْعُكْ. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Let your heart be cooled and calm. Ud ya habibi udnu udnu udnu. Oh my beloved, venture even further, even further. Dunu means closeness. In this context, Allah is free of space, of shape, of form, of color, of direction. This is for your and my understanding. But what is the message? Dunu means qurb. He was taken to what we call kamale qurb, the height of qurb. The highest point possible. What we mean by qurb? The closeness of Allah. The closeness of Allah. The closer you get to Allah, the higher your status. The higher your position. When Allah, and this is, like I said, time constraints we have. In this few minutes that are left, two very, very important points. Two very, very important points. Miraj detail, read in the books of Seerah or attend the other gatherings where we'll hear about it, the detail. But don't lose out on the symbolism. Don't lose out on the point, on the sabah. Allah is speaking of the highest qurb possible, the greatest ascension possible. No other human being was given this. Other anbiya, Allah communicated with them through kitabs. Malaika was sent. Different means was used. Wahi and revelation. This is one point where Allah is communicating directly with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Allah refers to this, what is the term Quran uses? Subhanalladhi asra bi rasulihi bi nabiyihi bi imamil anbiya bi khatamil anbiya wal mursaleen bi habibillah. What it should have been this. Allah took on such a miraculous journey. defy laws of space and physics and science and everything. Time and space was shrunk. Everything brought to a halt. Why? For the Rasul of Allah. For the Habib of Allah. For the greatest of Allah's creation. For the most beautiful of Allah's creation. None of these terms the Quran uses. What term does the Quran use? Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. Abd. What is abd? Abd literally means slave. Slave. Allah says we took on Isra, ascension, beyond the Sidratul Muntaha. Space and time was shrunk. He reached a point of qurb and closeness to Allah. Maqam and uruj and ascension, the like of which no one will ever receive. And yet the term Quran uses abd, slave, slave. What is the message behind this? What is the message behind this? You want uruj. You want to find Allah. You want to connect with Allah. You want to get the qurb of Allah. Become ghulam-e Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has kept it in abdiyat. Allah has kept His closeness in apne aap ko mita dena. Finish the self. Main to kuch bhi nahi hu. Allah sab kuch hai. I am nothing. Allah is everything. Break down this kibar. Break down this pride. Break down this meh. Take out this ghairullah from the heart and bring only Allah. Establish abdiyat in your life. Become Allah's slave. How do you become Allah's slave? By following Abdullah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. That is why in our kalima, La ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, abduhu wa rasuluhu, abdiyat. Like Allama Iqbal rahimahullah puts it beautifully, ki Muhammad se wafa tu ne to hum tere hai. Ye jaha cheez hai kya, lo qalam tere hai. Come unto the true wafadari, true allegiance, true ittiba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will shrink the universe for you. Allah will stop space and time for you. Allah will give you whatever you want in dunya, qabr and akhirat. What is this world? This world is nothing. Dunya kuch bhi nahi hai. Dunya sarabim baqiya, mataun qaleel, is nothing. Allah will give you the pen of taqdeer. Write down your own taqdeer. Write your ticket to Jannah. Write the fulfillment of every desire. Whatever you desire, whatever you want, Allah will give it to you. But, come unto the wafadari of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the sabab. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi ghulam-e Muhammad ban jao. He achieved uruj and ascension. Why? Because in every aspect of his life, he displayed kamal-e abdiyat, the perfection of being Allah's slave. Allahumma inni abduk, wabnu abdik, wabnu amatik, nasiyati biyadik. Allah, I am your slave. My father is your slave. My mother is your slave. Allah, you are in control of everything. Nasiyati biyadik. Laka aslamtu. Bika amantu. Alayka tawakkaltu. Fawwattu amri ilayk. Wajjahtu wajhi ilayk. Alja'tu dhahri ilayk. Time is not there. But if you look at these expressions in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah, my head belongs to you, my heart belongs to you, my body belongs to you, my bones belong to you, my brain belongs to you, my entire wujud belongs to you. Tabarakallah, ahsanul khaliqeen. You are the most beautiful of creators. Allahumma laka aslamtu, laka sajadtu, sajada wajhi ilayk, alladhi suwarahu, shakka basarahu, walisanahu, fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqeen. Oh Allah, you shaped me, you formed me, you gave me everything. I have handed my entire wujud over to you. This is what we learn in the seerah of Rasulullah. This is what we learn in his way of life. Abdiyat of Allah. Kamal-e abdiyat.
And Allah highlights this, Subhanalladhi Asra, not bi Rasulihi, not bi Nabihi, not bi Habibihi, bi Abdihi, bi Abdihi, bi Abdihi. The whole Ummah is informed till Qiyamah. Come on to this Abdiyat. Come on to this Abdiyat. Make him your Imam. Make his day your day. Make his night your night. Drown yourself in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His fikr, his cry, his concern, his worry, his day, his night. Meet Allah with this. And the pen of taqdeer will be given to you. The heavens and earth will be shrunk for you. You will get mi'raj not one time, every moment of your life. You will be connected directly to Allah. But, Ghulam-e-Muhammad Banjao, become the slave. Ab of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, emulate the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are other aspects. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. If Allah gives some other opportunity, we'll continue. But take the sabak, take the lesson. These are not incidents or stories. They are symbolic messages behind this great miracle. Mi'rajun Nabi, such a great miracle. Take the sabak, take the lesson. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhirah.